Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest, no other than Mr. Vicky.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Mr. Vicky?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Another day, another week.
Another day with me here.
Yes. You're my favorite guest on my podcast, so welcome to Abstract Essay.
Ooh, my favorite place. My favorite place.
And talk about your release painting on your archive.
This is a day I wasn't really ever wanted to get to, but here we are. So my least favorite painting has to be this one. It's like a fan art of this character from an anime. It's Spy Family. It's supposed to be like a cute kid that has like sight, mind powers to read into people's minds. So that's like
telepathy is the power to know what you are thinking about, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So this painting of yours is also on your Instagram account.
Yeah, from back in July of 2019.
So how you describe this painting of yours?
It's funny you say that because I can actually like... this is like my most memorable comment I've ever had on my artwork. It's someone saying, oh yes, Anya is very cute. I'm sorry, but your drawing is a bit creepy.
Who said that?
Someone on my Instagram commented on it. I don't know who.
So what is your reaction then when you seen the comment?
I just like posted it and then realized, oh wait, this is terrifying. But it was already up there, so it was too late.
What is in your mind when you're painting this least painting of yours?
Well, when I was painting it, I wanted to make... I was a fan of the content where this is from, and I wanted to paint the kid in like a cute kid way, but it turned into a monster. You know.
So this is an elf too, because of the ears.
It's like decoration, honestly. Oh. I don't think he had a phone. Yeah, it's just something the character has.
If you do it again, this painting, which or angle do you want to change?
I want to change everything.
Why?
Because like her hands are different sizes, her eyes are like bulging out of her head. It's terrifying.
Yeah, most of the cartoons or anime of Japanese manga or whatever, they have a big eyes, right?
Yeah, that's why they have it big, because those usually have it make it more cuter, but it worked for me in the opposite way here. It's just terrifying.
So when you're doing this painting, are you already consider yourself as a good painter?
Yeah, the funny thing is, like right after this, I posted two artworks that are like amazing looking. So this is like just one of those days I just didn't have a good art day, I guess.
Oh, okay. It depends to your mood. Probably when you're doing this, you are in a bad mood.
Maybe, or I'm just like, let's just get it over with, post it for the day so I can talk in the post and that's it.
Okay, so when you're doing your painting, you need an inspiration to do your painting nice.
Yeah, and this is also like something you have to do where like I want to paint for myself, but this was kind of just kind of me painting because I thought it would be like people would like it. So I didn't really put my all into it, you know.
Oh yes, in a lazy mood and you are not inspired, and this is the result.
Yeah.
Do you think that you learned from this painting of yours?
Yeah, I just learned not to do this again.
I think there's a good lesson too if you're doing paintings that like this, because you are enhancing your ability or your talent. Do you agree?
Like, I definitely develop some critical thinking of like what looks good, what doesn't look good because of this painting.
So this will be the least, or you have more second to this?
This is definitely the worst one I've ever posted. 100%.
Okay. But you have a lot of painting that you never post on your Instagram.
Yeah, I have some back from like 2016, 2017 that are really not good.
So what age again you start painting?
I think it's probably 2016 actually, when I started digital painting for the first time.
Yeah. And then when digital painting is not yet available, what you are using?
Sketchbooks, homework, usually math, drawn. In school, elementary school, in high school.
Do you know what? Your painting of yours is good for a logo on a white t-shirt. Your brand name, Fiki. Yeah, this drawing. It's good for, yes. And then you're going to print on the pink t-shirt or white t-shirt. Oh, they love it. Or say, Hello Kitty. And it's a, Hello Fiki. A new brand of Fiki. How we start to have a business. So you should think something out of the box, Mr. Fiki. I think this is, I definitely did this good for, especially for Japanese people. They love this kind of paintings.
Oh, and this show is huge over there too. This My Family show. Yes. It's massive. Everywhere.
Yeah. Mr. Fiki, if you rate this painting of yours 1 to 10, where is it?
1. Definitely 1.
Oh, no. Love yourself. I told you this is good for the Japanese people. For me, if I'm going to rate this, it's 5.
Oh, wow. So generous. I just find it so funny because in my Instagram posts, I posted this drawing. And then I had like another slide where it's a picture from the manga. it's like a really cute picture in the manga. Then I just go back to mine.
Do you regret to painting this one?
I don't regret it, but I definitely won't look back on it fondly. Like I'll see it as a learning moment mainly.
True. Do you think that this will inspire you to be more better?
Well, yeah, because after that, I never posted anything as bad as that. I feel like I got traumatized from that post, and then I sort of just leveled up in skill.
I feel so bad. I'm better than this one.
Yes, I can be better than this.
I think last week, those least painting of yours, do you agree that it make you better and more excellent the time you will paint again?
Yeah, definitely. It's just like, I could look back at my pieces from 2016 and be like, is this the same person drawing this? You know, like, it's just that much of a difference because it's 6 years at this point and I've gotten a lot better.
Are you surprised sometimes that, did I do this or did I did this?
Actually, recently, yeah, I've been really surprised, especially with the last Spider-Man one. I love that one.
Oh, yeah. If you compare this Spider-Man and this, what will be your comparison?
Well, just like it's more complex shading. There's a background. It's a bit of a story in this picture. And meanwhile, the character is just sort of staring into the eyes of the viewer, not blinking at all.
Why the expression is like that? Is it he's happy or surprised?
Yeah, she should be happy. She's like going like you hear like the sparkle like ding, 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 ding. You know, like that. What's we'll like that?
He's surprised, right? And my power is coming out later.
He's trying
to reveal the power of hers, right? if I'm not mistaken.
Becoming Super Saiyan.
Yes, Super Saiyan. How many? How many wave? Like, no, a Dragon Ball Z. You will not totally change this painting of yours. Which modification you want to do?
My biggest thing is making everything more proportional, like making the eye, the head not so massive, the hands the same size, and her eyes are kind of like ones that get higher than each other, like on her face, like the right one's higher somehow.
Yes.
I just see lots of issues, like simple issues like that, that could have been fixed early on, but you know, not much you can do.
If you want to give the title of this painting, what is it?
Don't look under your bed.
For me, the title of this painting is Surprise! Right?
There you go.
You can surprise the expression of the face. You learn from this thing, yeah. Right? Yeah. This painting of yours make you
That's how art is, yeah.
Yes, as a talent that you're doing, even anything, practice make you perfect, error make you perfect, and for the second time around you do it, it's not the same, the least painting that you are doing.
It's much better.
Yes. What is your advice for the beginner out there aspiring to be a painter?
I'd say you have to push through the ugly phase of your art. It happens to every artist. You have to just keep going, keep practicing, make hundreds of drawings, and then you get to a point where you'd be like, wow, that was easy, and I made something look amazing.
Yes. Please. Practice, yeah. Practice make it perfect, as they said.
Exactly.
And mistake make it perfect. They're the same. Right? Do you agree?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Mr. Fiki, where do people see your painting?
Well, you can find me on my Instagram and my TikTok with the username FruitsKue, FruitsKue.
Yes, Mr. Fiki is a process of compiling all his painting and put in one book. You can buy it soon when he publishes. Right?
Yes.
And I wish you all the best for your upcoming book.
Thank you.
Okay, shout out to the people listening in United States. Okay, in United States, my number one country that is on my list listening to my podcast. Nice. Yes, and I have 40 states, and at number one, Virginia.
Oh, hello, Virginia.
Hello, Virginia. I have 60% listening there. And at Washington, I have 88%. And Ashburn. Those are the places.
Oh, nice.
Ace, Virginia Beach, Powhatan, Burke, Falls Church, and Franklin in Virginia. Woohoo! Thank you so much, Virginia. I hope you will continue support this podcast, because it will bring you the mystery of the universe, and of course the painting of Mr. Frutsky or Mr. Fiki.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Fiki.
See you. Thank you as well.
More to come, people. See you soon.